For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Rawr Barlow. Our kind of mess saying, just saying. Megan, you can't have a burger without the burg.
And also our super premium sponsors.
Our lucky little grandhopper, Kelly Grant.
And Lizzie Drucker. She's a fine mother.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we'd love to talk about on ye old brows. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast and TrashTalkTV.com, and here I am with my gorgeous friend, my little bestie in the Westie, Mr. Ben Mandelker from the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Bean.
Hi, how's it going?
So good. Houston, what's so fun?
Yeah, I'm just still barely recovering. I was going to go to Palm Springs yesterday, and I just spent pretty much the whole day loafing around the apartment because I was still nursing a Houston hangover. It was so fun and so amazing.
Oh my God, I was so hungover and had so much fun. My family so hungover and had so much fun. We took a road trip back from Houston. Mm-hmm. It's just been like family, and I love those suckers. But I need a bed day, okay? I need one very soon.
Yeah, it was so fun seeing your whole family at the show, and I told you multiple times, but I was really bummed that after the show was over, I just didn't get to really talk with your family. I just kept on getting pulled here, pulled there. Like, there was like a lot of insistent cornhole people. They're like, you got to play cornhole. Oh, I actually never wound up playing cornhole, but I kept on getting dragged towards the cornhole, and your parents were in the exact opposite direction of the cornhole, and I was like, every time I tried to go to your parents, it was like that. It was like Father of the Bride, you know, when he just wants to see his daughter and like someone keeps interrupting and he can never see his daughter on the wedding day. It was like every single time I tried to get there, it was like, wait, Ben.
Oh, my God. So people really in bad. Texas were just party animals. I mean, what a fun time. They were so Texas. I just fucking love Texas. And it was amazing being back there or here. And everyone was just so nice. People made tattoos. Those girls made those amazing tattoos. So many people mm-hmm. were walking around with like... it's all happening. My dad wore an okay tattoo.
Yeah.
I forgot what my mom said. Jenna had one that said broken bird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were great. Those tattoos are great. It was a super, super fun time. People partied, by the way. There were multiple reports of people throwing up in bushes outside the venue. Someone people were rejected. We went to a bar afterwards and people could not get into the bar because they were too wasted. We had people in the front row who were like, I thought we were going to have a vomit situation in the front row. That was like the funniest part, was doing this podcast and seeing people like their heads bobbling left and right. Someone fell over. Someone came up to take a photo of us and they just fully fell over. And I don't know, that may have just been clumsiness, not drunkenness, but I still put it in the partying category.
Girl,
it was so amazing.
And people try and warn the venues, especially when we do these music venues, because we're playing a lot of like rock and roll venues, you know, which is just hysterical because then we come in and we're like, hey guys, you know, we need a table.
Yeah, they're like, so what do you need? You need like any special lighting? Like, we need a table.
And they're always trying to be so nice about how they're wording it. Like, what the fuck is this? Is basically what mm-hmm. they're asking in the nicest way possible, you know. And they have a full staff of people, which they never need, you know.
Yeah.
And I always tell them, this looks innocent and nice, and I know you think you're going to have the easiest night of your life, but just wait. These people party, okay? And now I'm getting used to it, because it is always just a big, hilarious, amazing party. And sure enough, by the end, people were sending us all these videos of, people just falling down in the streets or, like, falling downstairs. Carly, my sister, was like, people were barfing in trash cans. What the hell are you telling people?
Yeah, there was one girl at the after party. She was great. She was with a friend, and this girl, she could not stand up. And she was wearing this like amazing like patterned dress. It looked like a was it a tessellation? Is that what, I forget what you call it. But she was so drunk, and she kept on like when I thought of her, I thought of triangles because she kept on like moving into triangle shapes. She was like kept on like she was either like she always had like an arm up and then a leg down. She was like her body was in the different series of triangles, and she was so wasted. I was
Oh
like,
my God.
damn. But yeah, if you go onto our Instagram, I took a photo of the venue as they were clearing out the chairs, and you see the amount of like plastic cups and beer, just like the shit everywhere. Just like it's
Animals,
like
we are animals, I'm telling you. And it's an amazing
it's
fucking
amazing.
party. And my parents were shocked, you know. That was the first time they came obviously to the Austin show that we did years ago, which was basically them and their friends, who a bunch of their friends came again. They all made a road trip. You know, my aunt was there taking great pictures. Jenna, my cousin, was at merch. Alex, my cousin, was our runner. Like, it was amazing having everybody there. And just being in Texas, it was our biggest show ever. It turned out to be like 500 something people. And when Watch What Crappens people and Bravo people, I guess in general, but we're all the same, you know? Like, we have the same personalities and all these different bodies and ages and stuff, but we really are all so similar. And it's funny when everybody shows up and we're all just best friends getting shit faced together. Oh my God. I
It
always
was.
leave there like, time to sleep for a week.
And the funny part is, this is now, it's happened a few times where we've performed at a venue which has hosted the Moth. And so a lot of times before the show, this sort of gets back to what you're saying. A lot of times the staff will be like, yeah, we don't have a lot of podcasts, but we do the Moth. You ever do the, you heard of the Moth, right? I'm like, yeah. Like, yeah. And that one's like super popular. And I'm in my mind, I'm like, I guarantee the audiences for the Moth are not like that. Watch your crap. It's like the
Thank
Moth is like
God.
polite NPR, and we are like party. I mean, people party, and God bless, by the way, because that was a real trial of endurance. Our Houston show, we went over 2 hours. We promised each other beforehand, like, we're gonna keep it to 90 minutes because our New York show was like 2 hours and it felt a little long. And so we're like, we're gonna keep it short. This is our longest show ever. It was long, it was loud,
Oh.
it was rowdy, and everyone was there. Like, everyone was like, I felt like everyone was with us to the very end. I was so happy. It was
It
such a
was a blast. It really
great
was.
show.
And by the way, when I say thank God our audience isn't like the Moth, I don't mean that. I love the Moth. Like, we've talked about that show. I love it. It's just a very, it's a much quieter audience. And I don't want that for Watcher. I mean, you know, no talking or whatever, but I like when people are just rowdy and it's like a concert. It is so much
But
fun.
people really do have to be mindful about talking during the show. That doesn't bother me so much, but we're getting more and more complaints of people who especially are in the middle or through the back of the theater who are like, I couldn't hear anything because people were talking so much. And we try to remind people to keep it quiet. And I understand it's hard too because so much of the podcast is like casual conversation. Like it's you're like I know when we say stuff about people, like you want to turn to whoever you're with and be like, oh my God, I felt that way too. We start talking about the shows. But
Well, you get
there
used
are
to
a lot of
listening
people.
to a podcast. Like, I want to just clean my kitchen. You know, like, that's what I do. It's like when I'm cleaning my kitchen or cleaning out my closet or something, I'll throw on a podcast. And sometimes, even sitting here, it's like, okay, you know, maybe I could boil some potatoes quietly.
Yeah, exactly. Never know when a famine's gonna
So
happen.
much fun. So, thank you, Houston. We are going to be in Detroit very
Next
soon and
week.
next week. So, yeah, get
Yeah,
over
we're
there
doing
to
it all
Detroit,
over again
people.
next week in Detroit. Go buy our tickets for that. I mean, talk to the Houston people, and you can hear from our voices how much fun it was. We're doing it all over again next week in Detroit. I mean, can you believe it? It's like next week we're already doing another show.
Yep. And then right
That's gonna
after
be.
that is DC. Yeah, party.
I call March our Kenya Moore tour because we're in her two cities, Houston and Detroit. That's like her those are her mom's in Detroit, her dad's in Houston. So we're doing the full Kenya Moore tour. Although I will say, it didn't occur to me until I was on the plane heading back, sitting next to a toddler in a blazer with a stuffy nose, that I totally or we really we dropped the ball. We should have totally gone to the barbecue restaurant where Kenya freaked out and screamed at the camera.
Oh my God, we should have.
I
Well, we had some
know.
amazing food there, so I ain't gonna.
Oh yeah, I had some great crawfish on Saturday. One of our listeners, oh, I'm forgetting your name. You were so awesome, but you inspired me. I can pull up the name right now. Let's see. Her name is okay. Well, I'm not. Oh yeah, her name is Tia. Yeah, Tia Johnson. She's like, listen, Ben, while you're here in Houston, you have to get some crawfish because it's like the Viet Cajun influence and it's unique to Houston. You can only get it here and you got to get it. And she was like speaking my language. So the next day I like did all this research and I was like, I feel like it's risky to eat a whole bunch of crawfish before going on a plane, but fuck it, I'm doing it. And I went and I went to this place, La or LA or Louisiana crawfish, whatever it was called. And I sat myself down at a table and I ate 2 pounds of crawfish by myself.
Yeah,
And it was
boy.
divine. And I had no problems on the plane. So it was great. I had really good food in Houston.
Delicious. I did road trip back with my folks and my sister, and we stopped at a truck stop called Kathy's Corner. You guys, I know that we're all talking about Buc-ee's now out here because Buc-ee's is like huge and it's amazing and blah, blah, blah. It's an upgrade of a truck stop, blah, blah, blah. Fuck that place. Kathy's Corner, you're killing it, okay? You're killing it. It's like a gourmet truck stop. It was a must. A must. I had a fresh grilled fish sandwich. Delicious.
Wow. Just
Okay.
delicious food. I really enjoyed it. So wait, so obviously today we're going to be talking about Real Housewives of Atlanta, and I hear you, Ronnie, wanting to transition into that. But there are some things I want to mention beforehand, which is that we do have a Detroit show next week, and we want to see all your pretty little faces there. Go to watchorcrappins.com to buy your tickets. Buy your ticket. It's going to be fun. We're playing at the Majestic, which is apparently like a legendary venue. So go. There are tickets on sale. As usual, we always want to sell it out. But tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell everyone in Michigan, tell people who aren't even in Michigan, tell people who are near Michigan, tell people who are just like on a houseboat on Lake Michigan. Tell them to come. If you're in Toronto, make the drive. We have people who drove from San Antonio all the way to Houston, and they said it was totally worth it. So if you like making a road trip next week, come do it. Go to watchercrappins.com, and there's a link there to the tickets. It's gonna be a great time. That's next week already, next Saturday, March 24th. And then we also have tons of merchandise. Ronnie and his cousin Jenna have really put in a lot of time and effort making all sorts of really great merchandise. T-shirts, glasses, coffee mugs, etc. You can buy them through our website also. You can just do a search on Amazon, right, Ronnie?
Yeah. And
Yeah.
all the links are at the bottom of our watchwithcrappins.com page, so everything's centralized.
Yeah. So go buy some of that stuff because that's really cool too. We just did a bonus episode and we talked. We deconstructed the Southern Charm trailer. And we did have a minor tangent where we analyzed the lips and eyes of Kim Zolciak and Kim, Brielle, Khloe Kardashian, and what turned out to be Larsa Pippen from their Instagram. So that's a fun bonus episode. You go to patreon.com/watchwhathappens for that. And finally, and this will prove to be a segue into our recaps. So everyone relax. And by everyone, I mean Ronnie. We are doing a board game giveaway. It's a board game called Castell that takes place in Catalonia, which is appropriate for this episode of Atlanta because it takes place there and it involves very remotely the Catalonian secession movement. The game is called Castell. It's about human towers. And so we've told people to Photoshop human towers and put them on Instagram. We already have about 4 or 5 entries that are hilarious. You just have to, in order to be eligible for it, you just have to use the hashtags WWCrappins, hashtag CrappinsGame, hashtag PlayRenegade, and then you have to at WatchForCrappins. And we're going to choose a winner on the 20th. And you get a free copy of the board game, Castell, from Renegade Games.
Yeah, do it. And everybody who's doing them has been so good. Oh my God.
Yeah, there. If you go look on, just look on the Instagram, and just even if you don't want to do the contest, just look at what people have put up because it's hilarious. It really is.
Yeah,
That's
they're
why I
doing
love
a really
doing
good
these
job.
contests. Yeah. So anyway,
All right, cool. So
woo! Speaking of Catalonia, yeah.
let's move. Speaking of human towers, I mean, this human tower would just fall right over.
This human tower.
A Real
It would certainly
Housewives
have
of Atlanta Tower. They would just be farting all over each other because all they do is eat on this show, which I fucking love. This cast officially eats more than the Shaws of Sunset. Now that you've got Candy and Marlo in the same cast,
Oh my God.
I mean, it's amazing just watching
There's a
them
lot
eat.
of king.
Yeah, I get jealous. I keep looking at Postmates every time a new scene comes on. I'm like, oh, now what are they eating? Oh God, now where do I get waffles?
Well, I mean, I will say this. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. There's one other thing I want to mention. Our Houston show, We're going to post the audio of that on Friday. We're having a little bit of an audio issue, so just if you're waiting to hear that show, it'll be up on Friday. But here's my macro note about this episode. We need Kenya more. I'm sorry. This
Oh
episode.
no, 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 no,
Yeah,
no, 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 no,
no.
no, no, no,
Marlo
no.
is a poor substitution. Kenya Moore knows how to start shit. She knows how to start shit. And this episode was in dire need of Kenya Moore, if you
I
ask.
completely love you and completely disagree. I'm so glad Kenya's gone. I don't think Marlo is supposed to even be a substitute. She's a friend of. But you know, they get rid of Portia. What's the point of casting all these people? You know, they shouldn't be allowed to fucking leave. They don't have Portia there. They don't have Kim there. Kim and Kenya can just decide not to come on trips, and then Portia can just decide to leave.
Oh, I
No.
don't approve of that either. I definitely don't approve of that. I
But
think
I
that's
think if they
wrong.
had the actual cast here, yes, even including Kenya, it would be fine. But I was not missing Kenya. Kenya is such a mean, mean monster. And I'm so
Was
glad
missing
she's gone.
it.
She's so full of herself. And I'm glad to not have her on my goddamn TV
It
for a
was
week.
an hour of watching these women like get onto a van, eat food, get off of a van, or get off of a van, eat food. It was just like eating, getting on vans, eating, getting on vans. And like there were some they tried to like stir up some sort of like controversy, but it like nothing was happening. Well, we needed Kenya Moore to be like, Nene, Nene, Candy's saying, then Nene, Sheree says, like, but we didn't have any of it. So it was just sort of like a perfectly lovely trip for them, but like a little bland for me.
Well, Nene is such a dum-dum that she doesn't even need anybody to start shit with her because she just starts it for herself. You know, it's like she just walks into traps left and right because she feels like they're coming. And maybe they are coming, but Sheree wasn't gonna spring that trap. Like Sheree was shocked that anybody else even brought it up, you know? So Nene's just running herself into moose traps. And then you've got everyone like freaking out over ham. And then they decide to go to Barcelona during a huge protest against the government, which nobody even understands on the show, which was amazing. It was just, I feel like this show's just not really good with the planning this year, you know?
I think this show has been a little bit of a mess this season. It's just sort of, it's entertaining, but there's like, I feel like it's lacking some cohesion, both in terms of cast and storylines.
Well, no one's showing
Also,
up
by
to
the way, can
work,
you
so it's hard to keep it cohesive. I will say, and
exactly.
I know I'm going to get hate for this, and I don't even care. I want Phaedra back. I miss Phaedra. I love Phaedra. I need her back in my life. I do not like all these like
Friend zone.
stand-ins. Yeah, I don't like all that, and I like all the friends I've actually, but I just don't like so many of them when all we really need is Phaedra.
Well, I just would have liked a new cast member, a new full-fledged cast member. You know, that's what this season needed. And they didn't, after Phaedra left, they brought Nene back, but they didn't really bring in any new blood. And it feels like they're testing out Eva, you know, and she's fine. I don't mind Eva. She's okay. But she's like too new. Like they spring her right for the vacation. We needed like more Eva earlier on in the season. You know, Shamia's fine, but she's like a friend of through and through. And Marlo has just like become a clown at this point. She's funny, but she's like, what is she doing? And by the way, side note, can you hear my Shannon Bedore chair? I feel like it's
Yeah, I
creaking.
do.
I apologize. I'll try to like,
No,
let's
it's
see.
okay. I'm in no position to say anything. I'm in bed at my mom's house. My
You're
cord
stealing
is.
David.
Oh my God, now
David.
you're just doing it on
David.
purpose.
Ow. Ow.
Okay, now I'm gonna kill you.
Ow.
Oh my God, tighten your chair. I'm gonna kill you.
Sorry, no, I was doing that on purpose to make it do the David, the Shannon Bedore sound. Ow! No, I'm gonna sit forward like this. I'm gonna do that thing. I'm gonna try to lock it. It's like all these levers down here. I'm like, one of them makes it so I can't go back. And if I can find that one, nope. Nope.
Isn't
This
it the
is.
turny one? It's the turny knob thing under the chair. You tighten it.
I'm like, I'm pulling and pressing. I'm doing so much. Let's see. Lock is to go in. Okay. Oh, there we go. It's locked.
Oh, we have
Okay.
different.
No
You
more.
must have a fancy chair. I have the old office kind where you have the big
I
turny
swear,
knob for that.
this thing on the bottom, it looks like the controls to a blimp. It's like so many things going on down there. Okay. Anyway, let's get into the recap, shall we? It's only been like 45 minutes since we started this
Let's do it.
episode.
Well, I started cracking up.
My fault.
I started cracking up because this opens, you know, getting onto a van. They're like, Bye, Villa Duke, or whatever the place is
Yeah,
called.
they'll
And
do. Yeah, they'll do.
Cynthia, you know, is trying to be hilarious, Cynthia, and it just doesn't work for me. But I was cracking up that it's only the second day, and already Portia's had a fit and left.
That's what I wrote. My first note was Barcelona day two with like three question marks. This is day two? It feels like we've been there for 6 months.
It does. So Nini has decided that, you know, she's going to be nice to Portia now. Nini is so confusing. I don't know why anybody would ever be friends with this woman. Like, one minute she's ruining your life on national TV, and the next minute she's trying to be nice to make herself look better, and then she's ruining your life again. Like, why are you even talking to her, people? It's like you keep putting your hand down the garbage disposal and wondering why you don't have any fingernails. Stupid.
Exactly. So I like that, like, everyone's like, where's Portia? Where's Portia? And they're in the van. And I was like, where's Portia? And Nini's like, well, you know, she just felt like she wasn't talking shit about anyone. She didn't have anything bad. She just felt like it was too much. She felt like she was in a bad place. So she felt like she had to leave. And everyone goes, oh, what? Oh. And Candy goes, oh, okay. Candy's like, oh, okay, bye.
Candy's kind of rolling her eyes, which is so funny. And Sheree's like, well, fortunately, know what's going on in herself. She can fight. And Marla says, you know, Candy, I really feel like the reason she's hurt, she's hurt by what she did to you, Candy. Marlo, stop kissing Candy's ass. It's so gross to watch. And she's hurt because you started shit with her and made her cry again. And it, yeah, in a fight that's not any of your goddamn business again. So you could lick Nini's ass again. I don't really need to see Marlo licking everybody's butt on TV. The whole point of Marlo is that she gets into completely incomprehensible fights with people and, you know, almost murders them.
Yeah, Marlo, maybe if you hadn't made fun of Portia and her, like, proportionately smaller welcome mat from Target, then we wouldn't be in this situation. I say it's from Target because one of our listeners posted in one of the Crappens groups that she saw it at Target. So we have an origin story for the mat, basically.
I love that Portia's big sentimental thing from her mother is like a Target welcome mat. That's so Portia.
It's like a Nate Berkus pillow. She's like, my mom got me this Nate Berkus pillow. It was so special. It was one of a kind. I mean, 10,000 of a kind.
Nate Berkus freed so many people. They're like, wait a minute. I think you're thinking of the wrong thing. Nate Berkus was on Oprah.
Oh, never mind.
So Candy's like, well, see, over time, I won't be hurt. Or as mean, or whatever. Yeah. And Cynthia goes, oh, hello. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I should have waited for a C. I want to hear it.
No, I was just I was just getting out of my system.
It's like I ask for a song to be played on the jukebox, and then I go to the bathroom when it turns on. Like, what the hell? But Cynthia goes, Candy, child, she just has to respect your process. I was like, what is this, the actor studio? Shut up. You're on a bus to go eat old ham. Like,
oh, my goodness. I'm about to eat old ham. The ham bus. Jambon. Jambon.
Jamon.
Jamon. So let's see. What happens next here? I got lost in my notes, Ronnie. I feel like I'm pulling
around.
Well,
it's okay, because we don't need to do a step-by-step, because I think you pretty much did the step-by-step when you said they eat, and then they get on a bus. Then they eat, then they get on a bus. The end. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Yeah.
Well, either way, like Nini says, is this what you said? That Nini was like, well, you know what, Candy, just so you know, like you've had a lot of support in this group. A lot of support. I mean, no one supported me like that, though. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, oh, because when did anybody do anything like that to you, Nini? No one's ever lied on you that I can remember. Yeah. Everything anyone's ever done to you has been truthful, has been about something that you've done. And everything that anyone's done to you has been in retaliation to something that you did first, you fucking moose.
On top of that, I think also you're opening for Candy on her tour, so I think that's a pretty good support.
Yeah,
at least until you tell your Uber rape jokes.
Yeah, you're bitching at the woman who just made you way more famous than you ever earned the right to me. You a-hole.
Now, I will say, by the way, side note, I was working on my Nini impersonation like 5 days ago, and I wound up like talking in my car in an attempted Nini voice for like half an hour, and I was like, I think I got it. but I think I've lost it again, and I'm really sad. Just want to give an update. So before I like humiliate myself with a Nini voice, I just want everyone to know that it is a work in progress, and it will never be good. It will just it's just one of the, it's like the candy voice. It's like the candy can't the whole point of the candy impersonation is that you can never truly impersonate her because her voice is goes in so many different directions all at once, and that's the glory of it, you know? And I think Nini is not far behind.
Nini, I just can't. I just she's too annoying for me. She's if Nini ever returns to season one Nini again, I would be glad to even give more shit about her in my sentences. I don't even know how to phrase it. I just really don't like Nini. I'm sick of her. I think she's an awful human being. And we heard from listeners that she doesn't tip. So fuck off.
That's not good.
Yeah,
That's
someone
not good.
posted on
So
Facebook
anyway,
that they waited on her, and she's an awful human being. She's mean to everybody, and she doesn't tip. So fuck off. You know, that's where I stand.
So the women all relocate to a hotel, and now they're in a two-story suite, so they're much, much happier. And Shrey's like, "That is how Shrey likes a vacation. You got a two-story suite. You got a suite. You got a suite. You got a suite.
You feel sweet?
You
And
got a suite."
Marlo's so thrilled. She just immediately starts writing her TripAdvisor report. She's like, "I got my shower, my tub, yes, my bidet, yes." And
Five
then
stars.
the 5 bidet stars. That got right up in my cracks. Everyone on TripAdvisor is now imagining Marlo on a bidet, which has just completely ruined this hotel for everybody. So thanks for taking another
Makes
hotel
sense.
into bankruptcy, Marlo.
I am wondering how many outfits Marlo brought because she's trying so hard to make an impression on this show that literally she changes her look every hour. I mean, because they all check in at around 11 a.m. and then 2 hours later it's 1 a.m. and they're starting to get their dinner. They're getting calamari and shrimp and all this, and Marlo has a whole new look. I mean, a bunch of them have changed their wigs, so that was kind of
Yeah, the wigs
impressive.
on this show really are getting confusing because they're changing their wigs every 5 minutes. And you know, okay, so you know when you they have those puzzles where they put the words down, but they jumble all of the letters in each word, but you can still
Word
kind of read the
scramble.
words.
Word scramble.
Yeah, and but you can still read it like a normal thing because you're just used to seeing
Yeah.
the words a certain way. I
Oh yeah,
can't
it's
even read. It's like one of those, but I'm like, wait a minute. Where's the, you know? Like, I can't
not.
see them because they're all changing their wigs so much. It takes me a minute to just get settled. And I think that's why it feels like there's no consistency because I keep thinking it's a new cast of people every damn scene. It's like musical
Wigs.
chair for wigs.
Yeah, that's it's
Except none
intense.
of them ever get their seat. Okay, so Sheree and Shamia are sharing a room, and Tyrone is calling. Or she's waiting for Tyrone to call. Sheree's waiting for Tyrone to call. And she's like, "Oh my God, it's like in high school where you just wait all night." And Sheree's like, "Whoop, whoop, that's not true."
Got her? So yeah. She's like, "That's not true," as she's just there waiting at 2 in the morning for Tyrone to call.
Maybe she just meant that in high school people weren't calling her collect. Who
Maybe
knows?
she's just maybe no one like she's like, wait, do people do you, is that what you do in high school? She's like, "No one ever called me." She never had any high school love. The pathos. So Tyrone finally does call, so the women give her privacy. They're eating their calamari while she calls and while she speaks to Tyrone. And this is so funny because Sheree is talking about the villa and how it was like such a shitty villa that they had been staying. And she's like, "Well, it definitely wasn't five stars, you know?" And then all of a sudden their phone call is interrupted with, "This is a call from federal prison." And you know the editors just stuck that in there, you know, because like here's Sheree talking about how she has her five star standards that the villa did not reach up to, and she's talking to someone in prison, you know?
And then they seem to have such a wonderful conversational relationship. He's like, "So it's not 5 stars, eh, baby? Not 5 stars?" And she's like, "Nope, not 5 stars." "Well, what you been doing?" "Well, we've been eating lots of seafood."
She's
"Seafood, huh?" And she goes, he goes, "Shrimp, lobsters," and she goes, "Prawns, fish."
prawns yesterday. I prawns today. Not small, probably. Maybe some more calamari later. No.
I think seafood, when you say you've been eating a lot of seafood, fish is kind of implied, charade. And then the call just hangs up. It's like the little robot lady on the prison phone. It's like, you know what? This conversation's too boring even for me. And so she hangs up on them, and charade goes, well, 15 minutes are up. And I'm like, well, again? You just got this job back, charade.
She's like, she's like, I didn't even get to tell him about the clams I had and the mussels and the paella. The prison's like, listen, listen, listen. This isn't fair. We're supposed to have the toughest punishments, okay? All right, you get into solitary. You're making solitary look good.
Candy is deciding now she's going to put a new
Yeah.
spin on this taking boudoir pictures for your husband, and she's going to force Sheree into doing it while she's on her period for Tyrone
Yeah.
in prison. Saying, well, just when you
Yeah.
think they can't update Real Housewives trope, here comes Candy.
Exactly. And she's going to do this to poor Sheree after Sheree has just finished talking about like the mounds and mounds of shrimp she's eaten over the course of the evening. She's like, Sheree has just done full Scrooge McDuck into a pile of shrimp, just dove right into it, and it's just like coming up, like doing these little like dolphin jumps through the shrimp. And Candy's like, see now, Riley, let's get Sheree to have some boudoir photos of the shrimp. Ooh.
So are they still, I think they're still waiting for her. So Candy decides that now is when she's going to spring all this stuff on Nini, because Candy, you know what? Candy at this point has been through enough on this show that she's allowed to start some shit and let everybody else
Yeah.
fight it out, you know?
Yeah.
Because at this point it's either Nini or her. So she's like, okay, you fight it out. My fight left.
Yeah, so Candy's like, see now, Tyrone. And Nini's like, well, let me tell you about Tyrone. She's like, again, terrible Nini voice. Terrible, terrible, terrible. I get it, everyone. I get it. Save the comments. No, you can comment. You can thrash it. It's terrible. But she's like, that was, by the way, that wasn't even what my impersonation that I was working on sounded like. That was just like me just I was like, let me try to imagine what Nini would do. She'd sound just like blustery and loud. That was my version of being. That's what I sound like when I get blustery and loud. I'm like, listen, Ronnie, you better quiet down over there. Angry Mickey Mouse.
Well, one thing I
But
noticed that Nene does is that she starts getting more southern. Like I noticed when I came, when
yes.
the second I stepped off the plane in Texas, I'm like, "Hey, y'all!" You know, it's like it just comes
Yeah.
back.
Even I was like that. I was like, I'm not even from the South. I was like, hey, y'all,
I
welcome to the
know.
show.
Yes, and I'm getting like that, or I'm like that automatically the second I step off the plane. And Nene gets like that when she gets mad. She starts getting her like southern drawl kind of back when she's speaking, and it cracks me up because Candy's like, Nene, did you talk your issues with Tyrone? And Nene's like, why would I? I'm telling you once and never again. I have been married 20 years with my husband. And she's like, I've never been out with Tyrone. And Candy's like, who said you've been out?
Yeah, well, because like literally all Candy was like, so Tyrone, she's like, listen, I've never dated him, we never had sex, I've been very happily married. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa,
Yeah,
like
she's like, that is Sheree's man. That is not my man. It is not my friend. It is not my cousin. It is not my insurance agent. It is not my Tetris opponent. It is not my oil change man. It is
it's not
not
my
the
green eggs and
Dunkin' Donut
ham.
man.
She's like, she got like real defensive, and she's like, I've been married for 20 years. I'm like, okay, so this is some Sheena calculations here, because last time I checked, we had to sit through an entire divorce and then an entire like remarri getting remarried
Well, that was
spin-off.
just for a spinoff. So I don't think it counts. It's a different math.
Yeah.
So Nini, you know that Nini's guilty when she starts making a list of things that are not. Because Nini,
Yeah.
this is like classic Nini to make not lists, you know?
Yeah.
And then it cuts to the clip of her saying, well, he's a con artist or whatever. So the editors are reminding us why Candy was instructed to start shit about this, because Nini put the bait in the water and now she's trying to squirm away, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I like the way that the way she just like ends it was she just turns to Candy as like, have a shrimp. That's how she's gonna shut it down.
And Ava's like, wow, she's really defensive. I mean, that must mean something's really going on. Really, do you remember that you're still pissed off and defensive about the lesbian stuff that Shamia brought up? Ava.
Exactly.
Eva.
I yeah, that's right. I feel like what was the real star of the scene was Cynthia, who stands up and is like, "Oh, Chad, these low couches, Chad." I'm like, now that's something I can get behind.
My
Getting up
favorite.
from a low couch. It was like very reminiscent of D. Simmons getting up from Deandra's low couches in Dallas. It's like, what you trying to do to me? I'm an old lady right now.
You know that
Hard
Cynthia went and reprinted at Kinko's all of those 50-cent bucket list things just so she could have get off a low couch checked off.
Yeah, bucket list. Sit on an abnormally low couch.
Yeah, the bucket list.
Never check off the lists. Low couch.
Get up from low couch. Candy's like, now you telling on yourself. What
Yeah.
happened with Tyrone? So now everybody's like, oh my God, so Nene fucked Tyrone, which
Yeah.
nobody ever said. Okay. Well,
No one ever said that. Someone...
Tyrone never even said it. He just said, she better watch out what she says about me. Keep my name out of mouth. But he
Yeah.
didn't really say that he fucked her or anything like that.
Yeah, Candy just wanted to know why Nene felt like some sort of way about Tyrone, why there was like weirdness at Mbele's elephant room scene party, whatever that was. So she's just like, so what's going on with Tyrone? Like, what's the deal with you? And like, where do you land on Tyrone? And that's when Nene was just like, well, we haven't fucked, so that's what you're saying. And she's like, whoa, whoa,
No, she's
whoa.
like, we have not held hands, we have not shaken hands, we have not kissed, we have not hugged, we've not written each other cards, we have not seen each other at the food court, we have not been at the car wash at the same time. It's like,
We
okay,
are not Facebook friends. We're not MySpace friends. We're not
Nene.
Friendster friends. We don't follow each other on Instagram.
Yep, when Nene is making a list of stuff she didn't do, you know she did something, because that was like
She did something.
classic fucking Nene. So Sheree's like, girls, you are being too loud. This is not the hood. I'm like, you were just talking to your boyfriend from prison on collect. So
Yeah, exactly. And you know that was not a cheap phone call to call from prison to Barcelona. Also, do they really need to have that conversation? I mean, like, save the money,
that's
right?
so charade too, to just make production pay for
Yeah, actually, that's probably why she did it. She was like, "Listen, it's none of my time, so I'm going." Like, the cameras are here, which means that I don't have to pay for this call. So, Tyrone, you better call on in Barcelona.
cheap ass charade.
Yeah,
So they're
cheap ass
talking
charade.
about they're talking a little bit about that, and then they drop it on her that they want to do this photo
This
shoot.
photo shoot.
You know,
Sheree's like, "Yeah."
Sheree really is a good sport to even do this. She's like, I have my period, I'm tired, I look like shit. I just ate 19 plates of shrimp.
And
You
to
know,
make
and I
matters
listed
worse,
two kinds of
Marlo's
fish on the
defiled
phone.
her. Yeah, she's like it's bad enough that she doesn't want to do this, but like I think the real indignity is that she has to deal with Marlo's styling. Because Marlo's like, oh, I got some stuff I could put you into. It's gonna be like a UPS box with like straps on it or something. But basically, so like Marlo pulls her into the back to get to do the changing, and then Eva, meanwhile, just goes, sits on the staircase and starts modeling. I don't know why she was doing that. I mean, she was great at it. She's a model. But I liked the twinge of jealousy in Cynthia's eyes while it was happening.
I can't with two models. I can't. I'm not. I just can't with Eva. She's like, look, I'm going to show you how to do it. Get out of here, please. Get out of here. Sheree's not doing any of that, especially in leopard tights and
Yeah, what sort of like
some bad,
boudoir photo was
yeah,
this?
Mrs. Adams wig or whatever.
This is like some sort of goth situation. I mean, even Trey was like, I look like Navarra. You got Navarra? You got Navarra? Which is the night? She did. She looked terrible. And so now, so then, since, while she's getting changed into her like leopard goth moment, Cynthia now starts posing and she's like, Chad, I'm gonna do something that's not so in your face, not so slutty and amateurish as Eva Chad. Chad, I'm gonna do it. I was like, oh, okay. She
She's
was
like,
like,
this is me staring at a lake with the leaf blower in my hands. It's like, oh, good.
took a second for that to like process, and then it came in, it processed, and my brain like lit up in flames in a great way.
It's really hard to take Cynthia seriously as a model when she's being so knee forward and she's got a big bruise on her knee. Like, I don't think this was really thought through.
So now Marlo's like, she's like, all right, Sheree, we need to fix those titties. Here, I brought some duct tape. I'm like, did you bring duct tape all the way from Atlanta? Is that allowed by the TSA? And she's like, just putting on full on duct tape on Sheree's titties.
I love that she can bring duct tape, but I can't bring toothpaste. Like, what the hell? Like, what are terrorists more likely to use?
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus. So they do this, and whatever. And Nini's like, oh, look at Candy with her camera. And then it's obviously a production camera because it's got a little barcode sticker on it so they can keep tracking it.
That's hilarious. I didn't even know. Yeah, that's good. Good eyes, Ronnie.
Good eyes. Like, who cares? But I just thought it was really funny that Nini's jealous of the fancy camera that Candy borrowed. It's like, Nini.
Yeah.
So the next day,
and by the way, I just want to say that this whole boudoir scene felt like it took 25 minutes. I was like, okay, let's move this along. Can we get to like something more interesting? Because I have to say, I was totally bored during this entire scene. I was like, okay, boudoir, whatever. But it was like, it would have been better if it had been like 2 minutes, but it was like, I was like, okay, we're like 20 minutes into the show and Sheree is still sitting on the staircase not knowing what to do. And by the way, those photos were awful. They were awful. I'm sorry. Like, they needed to give Sheree some better direction because Sheree did not know what to do. And I was a little surprised because as she is a celebrity, I imagine she's done several photo shoots at this point. And she was like totally out of her element. She just did not, like, her legs were going weird angles. She was just...
Yeah, it wasn't good. And why would you give, okay, the way that they were describing it, Candy should have a prison outreach program. I'm sorry for the mic noise, guys, I'm readjusting. Candy should start a prison outreach program because everybody who goes to prison, Candy's like, let's send them something, let's make their life the easiest, you know. And so this one, they're like, well, Sheree's like, how are you gonna look at my pictures in prison? And she goes, Marlo's like, well, these days they all have cell phones. My nephew is incarcerated, and they sneak cell phones in there. I'm like, well, way to bust your nephew. And then yeah. Candy's like, well, don't worry. We'll make sure he gets a phone or something to be able to see it. Do you know what's going to happen? Every dude in jail is going to be jerking off to Sheree if they do that and be wanting to come after Sheree. It's like, you guys are not doing your friend a favor. It's like, let's send some bait over to the catfish pond, you know? Jerks.
I also have to say these were not very boudoirish boudoir photos. So like, it was like she was mainly clothed. Like, I think she showed some upper clavicle, you know. So like, they could probably just email it to him and he can check on the prison computer.
Yeah, it's very trick and trick on Halloween.
It's like it was very SFW. Like, very it was SFP, safe for prison.
No, it was very NS. It was very DSW, which is a shoe warehouse in Texas.
And also on Hollywood Boulevard. It is. There's a DS, I got a belt there.
Is?
I have two pairs of shoes. Yeah, there's DSW in LA. There's a few.
Oh, wow. Well, wow. Another whole place in my own town that won't have shoes in my size. That's great. Thanks. I feel great.
Yeah. It was, anyway, very DSW photos. So the next day, they wake up at like 1 p.m. because they were up till like 4:30 a.m. just like partying and dancing. And Candy's like, see now, Riley, there's a man outside my window. I was like, see, it's a window washer. But I was like, ooh, don't want no windows, don't need no windows. Like, okay, Candy, calm down.
They're like, there was a man in your room, or there was a man cleaning your windows. We just thought you were practicing a monologue.
Meanwhile, Cynthia's walking around with like his water bottle. She's swinging from it. And I was like, girl, you're drinking that like a Colt 45, which is true. Cynthia was like holding it by like the neck and just like throwing it back. Like, yeah, I'm real tough. 50 cents. Getting drunk on my water.
Yeah, I feel like Cynthia doesn't really know what character she's trying to be this season. And it's making me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me see. I'm fast-forwarding through a lot of this. Basically, we go through a conversation in two rooms. You've got Candy, who's like, well, see, I was handed my ass last night when I brought up Tyrone. And I guess they're talking with Sheree, right?
Yes, because Shamia starts telling Sheree about Nini's Tyrone freakout, and Candy starts doing a really funny angry Nini impersonation, which I really like. She's like, but it was like very accurate, and like, you know, she was saying how Nini was like, she's like, I don't know Tyrone, I've never been with Tyrone, I never dated Tyrone, and Sheree goes, whoop. Did it, Tyrone? It's a fine line between Sheree and Tom Colicchio, by the way. Fine line. Never did it, Tyrone.
Well, Sheree would be a good replacement for Tom.
Oh my God. What was that thing he got really mad at and on the finale? He was like, he could not get past it. Or was it two episodes? He was just like, calm down, Tom. It was like, I forget what it was. Good joke, Ben.
Is that the one where he was just freaking out on them and he's like, well, if this isn't going to work out, I'm going to bring people back from Last Chance Kitchen because
It was like some stupid thing that everyone was like fine with except for Tom. He was like, well, you know, you didn't have to, you call it a beat carpaccio. I don't know what it was. It was some stupid thing you just could not get over. It would have been a good joke if I could have recalled it, but guess what? I couldn't. So
I'm so sorry because it was upstaged by Gail's anger at the bread. If you're going to give me toast, put some butter on it or some oil. Like the one time Gail just gets furious. Like I've been thinking about that ever since. It's been cracking me up.
My God. So Sheree starts telling the Tyrone origin story, you know, how they all met. And it's really interesting because it really it really goes back several years on this show. And Sheree starts telling about how many years ago, Tyrone was putting together an event in Philly where he wants Sheree to come. And like he got in contact with Sheree and was like, hey, can you get Kim and Nene to come too? And Sheree was like, sure. So she called up Kim and was like, we're going to do this event with Sheree. With Tyrone, and Kim's like, sure, sounds cool. And then when she asked Nene was like, let me get back to you. And then apparently Nene went and started calling Tyrone, was like, I want more money than the two of them, and if you can't give me more money, then lower their rates or whatever. So he basically started she was trying to lower Sheree and Kim's rates, and that really pissed off Sheree, and that's why.
Which, by the way, is so true. And anybody who's watched Nene for even 5 minutes on TV knows that that's fucking true.
It's so true.
And she's still doing it to this day, where she's like not letting anybody get as paid as much as her.
So then Shamia's like, well, did you and Nene ever talk about it? Which is LOL. And Sheree's like, oh, yeah, we did. And we get a flashback to 6 years ago with that infamous scene where they had an argument about Tyrone. And of course, this is the famous scene where Nene was saying she's cashing Trump checks and everything. And I was like, fix those teeth, fix that face, all that stuff.
I love when Sheree goes, well, Sheree's telling it like it's the nicest story. And she was the calmest, most rational friend ever, which is hilarious. Yes. But she's also not making Nene sound too crazy, which means Sheree is really making an effort in this friendship, which is kind of rare. Like, that's kind of new for Sheree. It's a very grown-up version of Sheree we're getting this time around. And so I was very proud of Sheree, and I was cracking up the way that she's telling it so nicely. Even this one, she goes, well, you know, I did tell her to fix her teeth, which she did, and that they're quite beautiful.
They look great now. Yeah, that was, it was like some light supportive shade. And then Sheree is telling the story, and she basically is saying how, like, you know, they get Tyrone on the phone to get to the bottom of it. And immediately, you know, Nene starts over-talking Tyrone and saying how, like, Nene's saying, I never talked to Tyrone, never talked to me directly. It was my people, yada, yada, yada. And she's just trying to overpower Tyrone. And then Tyrone eventually is able to get his word in edgewise. And Tyrone's like, no, I spoke to you this time. I spoke to you that time. You spoke to me. Tyrone says that Nene spoke to me. She spoke to my this. She spoke to that. And that's when Nene changes the narrative and is like, well, whatever. I have a lot of money. I don't need that extra money. I got Trump checks, whatever. So she changes her story. And they're like, yeah, that's exactly basically what she did last night, which is like goes through a list of all stuff, as you mentioned, Ronnie, and then denies things and gets super defensive. And ultimately, and then, you know, Sheree then says, because of this fight 6 years ago, they didn't see each other for 4 years afterwards. And now they're in a good place. But nonetheless, Sheree goes, well, the face may have changed, but the rest of the personality didn't.
Yes, because now they're freaking her out. Because she's like, wait a minute, I thought we were fine. I didn't even bring this up to fight about it with Nene. Like, that's how much I'm respecting this. So what's going on? And all the girls are just surrounding both of them, and they're getting them riled up. And I have to say, these two deserve it, okay? Both of these two. Yeah. And I love some Sheree, but these two both deserve it. Sheree has started so much shit since she's been back with her bone-collecting shit. Nene's the worst. So it's so funny that the girls are getting their revenge by just starting all of this shit that's really nothing. Like, no one said anything.
But, and you know,
it is so good.
But if Kenya Moore were there, Kenya Moore would have been like, I don't like this negativity hanging over the group. Let's just squash this. Nini, will you come in here? And then she would have caused World War III between them. And that's kind of what we needed. I'm sorry.
Well, Candy tried. Candy did try. Have to hand it to Candy.
She probably got like sidetracked by a shrimp on the plant. She's like, see, now, Nini, go. Ooh, shrimp.
Then they sent Ava in there to try with Nini. And Nini's like, do not. Here is a man I will talk about, Greg Leakes. That is my husband. And we can talk about Greg Leakes. I do not know this man. I do not. He does not garden for me. He does not sing for me. He does not pack my clothes. He does not. It's like, oh, Jesus. Here she goes again with her not list.
Exactly. So then the women, after finally finishing their shrimp, they pile into a van and they're going to go touring around and everything, and in the vans, and he's like, "Cha, I kept hearing sirens last night. It was on my bucket list. I was like, here are three sirens, and I was like, check, check, check." And they're like,
"Sirens in Spanish."
Yeah, El Sirenito. So we find out that that they're there in the middle of. There was this huge Catalonian secession crisis. I don't know if it's not. It's obviously not over. It's been like an ongoing thing for years and years. But basically, Catalonia wanted independence, and then like the government was like, "You cannot vote," or whatever, something like that. But what was hilarious was listening to the way the women were trying to describe what was going on, which is not much better than what I just did. But they were like, "So apparently, there's this thing. There's like a crisis. There's like a the government's being really mean, and like there's protests, and it's like not cool. And like basically, there's like a lonely cat. It's like no, it's Catalonia. Oh, so okay, Catalonia." They're building human towers and like mad because there's like a board game called Castell that's like making light of their human towers.
And Cynthia's like, "I didn't do it. This isn't my fault, child. This is my fault." It's like, no one's blaming you for Catalonian independence protests, okay, Cynthia?
I know. I was like, that's kind of like, it's. I see the joke you're going for, but like it's a little bit of a stretch. Like, wait a second. Cynthia Bailey, did you start a manifesto that went viral in Catalonia that urged people to protest for their independence?
This show really is tone deaf. I mean, they bring them, first of all, to here. Okay. And then they put them in a house that they're all going to hate and they have to move. Then they send them in the streets with the protesters who are protesting the rich-ass government. And they're sending the people in the streets in fucking Mercedes vans. Are you people crazy?
I don't know if Mercedes vans have the same like prestige in Europe as they do here, though, to be honest. Like if you go to Germany, okay, now I'm,
but it looks like a governmental it looks like a governmental parade because it's like three of them right in a row, you know what I mean, and going right through the protests. Like wouldn't they think they're the government and just start overturning them? Like it doesn't seem like the planning was very good on this trip.
I think they probably like could have seen like Marlo in like a clown costume through the window, like, uh-oh, let's just like knock this van over. This is a segment I like to call Ben Speaks Out of His Ass. And in this segment, I'm going to talk about how I seem to remember hearing that someone said, or maybe I read it or whatever, but like since, you know, Mercedes are obviously German cars or whatever, they're like not as extravagant of an import in Europe. So they're not like as, but this is, I do want to remind you that I'm saying this as part of my segment, Ben Talks Out of His Ass. So it could be totally false, but if we, to our European listeners, and we have listeners in like Finland and all over the place, Finland, I should say, not Finland, weigh in, are Mercedes prestigious in Europe as well? I'd like to know.
Is Ham more prestigious? How did Ham get more prestigious over there? Because they go to a place called the Hamon Experience. I was like, we just saw a full Nini scene, okay? If anybody needs to look at aged ham anymore, it's not me. I've had my fucking fill of it, okay?
And this is coming right after Cynthia was licking her lips at Candy, you know? So there's already the ham is in the air, okay?
Yes. Yeah, Cynthia's, coming out to Candy again, and Candy's like, beep, beep,
Candy,
beep.
Well, Candy starts doing her, she does like a big version of her skeptical laugh. She goes, I can't get the laugh part right, but I think I got the first part. Anyway, Jamon Experience.
Oh, the Hamon Experience. So this lady's like, "Hello, ladies. best place in Barcelona to know the world of ham. I was like, oh my God, you don't know who you are bringing into your shop. So of course they're all like, oh my God, ham is disgusting. And Cynthia's like, is it a delicacy, child? Oh, Cynthia, bucket list Cynthia. Cynthia, 50 cent. I was like, oh geez.
This is true. The ham really was on her bucket list. Jamon. I mean, no, I of course was jealous because I mean, jamon, Spanish ham is like, it is like, it's like world famous. So the fact that they were just like being like, ew, I mean, come on, ladies.
Well, at first I felt bad for the ham people.
Like my ham shaming. I'm like,
come on, ladies. Come on, ladies. Get with the aged ham movement. Yeah.
Listen, you can only have so much shrimp, all right? It's time to have some ham. To be fair, I will say, I can understand being a little grossed out because they were carving it off of like the, you could see like the hoof. Shimmy was tickling the hoof. And like, so I can see this. That's very visceral to like shave meat off of a leg, but it's jamon. It's delicious.
Jamon.
Jamon. Sorry.
At first I was jamon. Jamon is where I used to work
in LA. I'm still in my Ben Talks Out of His Ass segment. I have not closed the segment yet. So
I was cracking up because at first I felt really bad because I'm so embarrassed. You know, it's like, here's the American scene where the Americans embarrass us all when they're out of the country. And they're like, ugh, aged ham, ugh, gross. And they're totally grossed out and I'm embarrassed. But then they showed Pablo. And he's someone who works there. She's like, Pablo will take care of you. And then Rondo's like, oh, Pablo, you have very gorgeous eyes. And then he was equally as afraid. It's like he was afraid of this aged ham as they were of his. So I thought, you know what? Finally, it's fair. It's finally a fair scene.
Yeah, they were like, oh my God, it's finally happening. The aged hams have risen. They've risen and have come to take over. They've come to reclaim what's theirs. The aged hams are here. We never should have been doing this all these years. You know? Rise of the robots.
So Sheree Candy and Shamia go out to a different dinner.
Wait, I just want to say, Nini was doing the most to look gross out. She's like, ew. She like didn't. It's like it's ham. Basically, it's ham, and she's probably had it a million times on tapas plates. And she was just acting so extra. And Sheree's like, come on, Nini, don't act like you ain't sucked on old meat before. Hey, Greg. Oh, Sheree.
I know, it's funny when they say Sheree never talks.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
I guess she doesn't really talk that much in the group, but she is so funny on her. Her diary rooms that I guess I just don't notice. So now,
as you were saying, Candy, Sheree, and Shamia go off to another restaurant. Although not before Candy makes just, it's not really funny. It's just, I feel like we have to document every time Candy makes a weird noise. She goes, so they go to Candy, Sheree, and Shamia go to another restaurant because there's some weirdness between Sheree and Nini. So they go somewhere else and Shamia gets chicken wings and spaghetti. I was like, okay, really seizing that Barcelona experience.
That was hilarious. And she's like, lemon drops, no sugar. So they're talking about basically the protests in the streets and stuff. They're like, I don't know about that. Wait, did someone just get shot? No, I don't know about this. And Candy goes, I don't need the purge.
Now first of all, there's like a siren goes by, they hear a siren and they're like oh my God, they're like, the purge is happening. And that's all that happens, just a siren. And this damn show, you know, it hasn't been on for 2 weeks because the Oscars, they made it seem like these ladies went out and wandered into the protests, into the riots or whatever, and all they're doing is eating chicken wings and spaghetti and they hear a siren. That's all that happens. That is their relation to the Catalonian independence movement.
We're cross-cutting between these two things, but I guess back it doesn't really
jamon experience.
Back
I mean,
at the jamon.
On, sorry.
Back at the jamon experience. Eva, Nini, and Cynthia and Marlo, everybody else basically, is talking, and Eva's like, well, when Tyrone came up, girl, you wore us out. I didn't realize you and Sheree became friends again. You know, I didn't realize that you had all this trouble in your friendship, and then you just recently became friends again. And she's trying to gossip with her friend because supposedly they're friends, which we know they're not.
Right. And Nini is just like, you want to talk about a man? Talk about Greg Leakes, because I have been Mrs. Greg Leakes for 20 years. I'm like, again, divorce math. Mm-hmm. Also, like, it's like everything was like, Hey, do you want some more jamón? I don't know, because I've been Mrs. Leeks for 20 years. Wait, what? You
They're
guys
like,
ready
would
to go
you
back?
like
Do I go out? Want to go out to a bar? Well, you want to talk about a man, talk about Greg Leeks. That's what I gotta say.
I would like to order a side of potatoes leeks, which is Greg Leeks, because that is the only man I will be ordering off this menu. Okay. The waiter's like, do you need some more water? I would like a bottle of flat leeks. Flat Greg. Flat Greg is what I
Know,
need.
while we're here in Europe, we should check out the Rhone. I hear it's beautiful. Well, if we were going to talk about the Rhone, we're going to talk about a real man, Greg Leeks. What? I didn't say Tyrone. I said the Rhone.
Yeah, so Tyrone, and then Nini, of course, she just goes so far with her lies. She goes, Tyrone, I don't even know this person. Hell, I know nothing about this fool. And then she puts really big in the diary room, this happened BS. That is before Sheree. And they put it up in caps letters above
Yeah.
her hands, which is funny because she's like, I do not have any desire to speak on anything. 10 years ago, 7 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, a week ago. 18 years ago, a Bible ago, an eon ago, a century ago. I don't want to speak on it if it was 19 days ago. I'm like, okay, so you fuck Tyrone, is basically what you're saying.
So basically, Nini doesn't want to talk about anything that happened 5 years ago, 7 years ago, unless you happen to have mentioned her name on Dish Nation, in which case, yes, she'll just like go off on you for like an entire season. It's funny how that works. But to be fair, Nini had a pretty good clapback, which is like, it's disrespectful to mention Tyrone, someone from my past. Just how it's disrespectful for people to ask about your past, Eva. And Eva's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, everyone agreed that was probably disrespectful, but it's also disrespectful of you to tell everybody that Sheree's boyfriend is a con man, you stupid cow. You're the one who started it. So.
Although it's not necessarily wrong, I believe.
Well, neither was questioning Eva, and neither is questioning Nini. You know, Nini's trying to say, oh, you can't bring up this guy, and it's disrespectful to bring him up. You brought him up, and you said he was a con man. No one even had to know that you knew him, Nini. You were the one who told everybody that you knew him. Twice.
Exactly. So now it's the next day. And Cynthia's doing Nini's makeup, and we're back at breakfast. It's like we've gone from one meal to another. Now it's like it's breakfast. Marlo's complaining. She's like, I don't like this breakfast. It's cold. I'm like, bitch, you should be so happy you're on this free trip. Relax,
She's
Marlo.
basically like the first of the three bears. Too cold.
That Goldilocks?
No, the bear. Oh, no, aren't the bears the ones who say one says it's too cold, one says it's too hot, and one says it's just right?
I thought that was Goldilocks who did that, because isn't the whole thing that Goldilocks comes in and she, the first one she's like too cold and too hot and then this is just right and then this bed is too big and this one's too small and this one's just right and she goes to sleep and the bears come back and they're like what the fuck and they eat her. Isn't that how it goes or am I?
Oh my God, do they kill Goldilocks at the end?
I think so.
I mean, you just
Goldilocks.
totally changed my whole view on Goldilocks.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, Goldilocks is like the original white privilege. Let's be honest, okay? Let's be honest. I want to look it up now. The story of
The
Goldilocks.
original little girl privilege.
Okay, I'm on Wikipedia. This is important because honestly, Goldilocks is more interesting than anything that's happening on this episode. Okay. So the original tales of a badly behaved old woman. Oh wow, who enters the forest home of three bachelor bears whilst they are away. Okay, so already it's. I thought it was like a dad, a mom,
It's
whatever.
a
So.
fucking cougar now. I love it.
Well, so she sits in their chairs. This is the original. The original one was it was three guys and like a cougar.
Yeah, it's
But then it
basically
gets
Sonya
changed. Like,
Morgan
yeah.
going into someone's house in Fire Island, basically.
So she sits in their chairs. She eats some of their porridge and sleeps in one of their beds. When the bears return and discover her, she starts up, jumps in the window, and is never seen again.
Oh.
So she comes. No one ever sees her again. So we have to imagine that, that like that's what happened, right?
Okay, so it's Marlo. Marlo is Goldilocks, then. She's not a bear. She's like, this one's too cold. This one's too hot. This one's a bidet. Oh, fuck yes. Yes, girl.
Fuck yes. What's going
She's just sitting on a bowl of porridge when the
on?
bears come back home. Okay, so now Cynthia is like, child. What I really wanted to do, girls, I know it seems like a lot, but you only turned 50 once. I'm like, since when? You've turned 50 90,000 times on this show. They said happy 50th at the reunion. The first episode was about it, and it's been about this every fucking episode since, Cynthia.
Yeah, Cynthia. Yeah.
Jesus.
Before she makes this whole big announcement, though, Nini starts going off on Sheree a little bit, lightly. Because Nini's mad at Sheree because Sheree knew about the roach video, a.k.a. the waterbug video. Although, to be fair, it was not a roach. But Nini's now mad because Sheree knew about Brielle's video long before Barcelona. And Nini's like, the least Sheree could have done was, pull me aside and say, hey, there's this video.
Oh, yeah, because you're such a good fucking friend, Nini.
I'm like, this is not a sex tape, okay? Like, some stupid 21-year-old girl. It would have been a stupid 20-year-old boy, too. If it had been a boy, I would have said the same thing. I'm not trying to be sexist. But some stupid twit took a video of a bug. Like, why would, Sheree, why would this matter enough for Sheree to be like, just so you know, someone took a video of a bug in your bathroom? Like, of course she wouldn't. That's
well,
so stupid.
It's another example of Nini not even being grateful for what people do for her. You know, she's very ungrateful. Sheree knowing about it means that Sheree told Kim, don't post that. And Sheree didn't bring it up. And Sheree brings up every little thing to get people in trouble. That's her kind of the point of what she does on this show. To not bring it up and to tell Kim to not post it. Fuck you. Yeah. Sheree's already done a lot for you, and you're spitting in her face. And you deserve whatever you fucking get from this woman. I'm sorry I'm so mad, but she's a horrible human being. And I'm really getting sick of even watching her. Get her off my TV.
Maybe you know what would have been nice of Nini? If Tyrone was a con artist, maybe Nini should have pulled Sheree aside and said, hey, before you get into this relationship, Tyrone's a con artist and you should really be careful. How about that? I think that's probably a bigger, that's a better friend's gesture than, hey, just so you know, there's a Snapchat video of a bug in your house.
So stupid.
You really need to know. Nini.
Then Nini also shoots herself. She shoots herself in the water bug again. Never mind. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was doing a bit, and you just talked right over me. It's
I'm so sorry. I heard a pause, and I was going to completely keep railing on Nini.
It's fine.
No,
it's fine.
Not.
It's over. No,
now your bit's over, and now my railing on Nini's over, so now we're both unhappy. I'm going to be like Goldilocks and jump out the window, and you're never going to hear from me again.
Well, there.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were still going, babe.
It's okay. It was only my voice talking. There was no way for you to know that I was still talking unless you listened.
You gave me a pause. I started, and then you started again. Okay.
You know, Ronnie, I love you. I'm just shading you.
I know. I'm playing. I'm sorry, babe.
It was like an inconsequent. It was like literally the most, the dumbest. I actually don't even remember what the bit was at this point. I think I was just like gonna go on about something about a cockroach. It's like literally not.
I was just going to say that Nini's shooting herself in the water bug again because no one's even talking about this. Nini is the one bringing up the goddamn roaches in her house again. If you don't want people to talk about it, stop talking about it. Stop bringing it up, you idiot.
If someone showed a video of a water bug or any sort of bug, by the way, it didn't look like a water bug either. I still maintain it was an ant with wings, which those like a queen ant, right? And so... Ben's still talking out of his ass about bugs. But either way, if someone showed that sort of bug in my house, let's say you came over and you posted on Snapchat, look at this bug I saw in Ben's house. I'd be like, okay, that's kind of like a dick move. But I also have been like, oh, well, I killed it. It's over. I don't know. Like, I just don't think it was like, it's like, I don't think it's... Yes, she's making too much of it. It's like what is she thinking? That this is how this, why is this the thing that she's gonna put like all her firepower into, like clearing her name of like that there were some bugs in a house. And by the way, when you live in a house, bugs get in. It's like it's not a condemnation of your personal cleanliness. It's just what happens. They're bugs.
Well, if they're not talking about the bugs, they're going to be talking about how she fucked Tyrone. So I guess I can see where she's coming from. So Cynthia is like, I've decided to get everybody away from the city for a while. We're going to be in the van for an hour and a half. And I was like, oh, geez. Why is anybody letting Cynthia plan anything? She brought you to Spain. She put you in that house. She took you to eat raw aged ham. And now she's taking you out to the goddamn middle of nowhere to do Lord knows what.
Yeah, well, to be fair, they did get to sniff flowers at one point this episode, so that was pretty exciting. There was like this montage where they kept on like fading to black over music, like, ooh, it's a day in Barcelona. They found flowers and they're smelling them.
Wowee. So this is where they go to Cynthia's Love and Light Child tour.
Yeah.
Because you only turn 50 once. And this time when I'm 50, today at 50, 50 and 1800 days since I've been 50, I just want to talk about love and light. So I've bought 99-cent candles from the Dollar Tree. And we're going to say nice things about each other on a very stony beach.
Yeah, exactly. So they get on the bus again, because why not? Like, it's we almost have not had enough bus slash van time, so I'm glad we got back there again. And she was like, "All right, if anyone wants to share something positive, like a song or a poem, feel free to." So Kelly's like, "Oh well, see now, songs. I wrote a song, and the song's like, 'I'm good on you, get away from me. I don't want to hear your voice because I'm good on you, here
Yeah,
on you.'"
it's like, why you fucking with me again? Why you talking shit about me again? I'm like, yeah, you're really getting over this Porsche thing. It's basically a
And
song to Porsche.
Cynthia's like, "Chad, I love you, and you're more talented than all of us combined, but that wasn't about love and life, so that does not get checked off on my 50-cent bucket list."
Didn't even have the word fitty in there, so.
Even if you just said fit, that would have worked. Knew it.
So they go and they have to say really nice things about each other. And of course, she makes Shamia say something nice about Eva and Eva say something nice about Shamia. She's like, okay, would all the ensemble please come to the front shop?
Since that's all that's left on this show. Okay,
Yes.
but the caterer, I gave a candle to the caterer and bus driver, you get to say something too. So they're saying nice things, and then Marlo starts saying something to Candy. She's like, "Well, Candy, I have to say, just like the eggs this morning, you're pretty cool." And then like Cynthia goes and like adjusts something, and Marlo's like, "Don't interrupt my speech." And he's like, "Your titty was showing."
Yeah, she had to cover up her boob. Eva was the best one because she had to do it to Shamia. And she's like, I'm just getting to know Messy Mia. Since Love and Light, I'll find something besides you're pretty to say to her. I'm like, has anybody else ever said anything other than that to you? Like, shut up, you hypocrite. So she's like, well, Shamia, I didn't appreciate the shade. I think it's whack and tired and sad and
Sad and
childish.
childish. It's like commercial break. I was like, okay, well, can't wait to see how this turns out. Can't wait to see how two of the friends of resolve this issue. So then we come back and she's like, yeah, I thought the shade was tiresome and sad and childish, but you're really beautiful. So anyway, and she was like, oh, thank you. That was so sweet of you. Thank you so much. I'm gonna give you a hug.
And then
Sheree,
Sheree's
meanwhile,
like, well, I got Marlo. So, Marlo, you and I have had some things in the past. And then it just shows it cuts to them screaming at each other in that incoherent.
like,
Why don't
I
you sit
forgot.
on a hat? Sit on a hat. Oh, hat. Oh, yeah. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Do-do-do. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Do-do-do.
Sheree's look was very intense. She had that, like that red wig, and then she was wearing what looked like a plaid flannel robe, but it was a dress. It was a lot. I mean, I think if there's ever been an argument for secession, it was that dress.
No kidding. Secede from that dress, okay? That's one thing all of Barcelona can agree on.
She's bringing the country together and be like, wait a second, we're so focused on how we should be independent, but we should be focused on getting this dress out of our country.
So, of course, Cynthia gives Nini to herself so she can kiss Nini's ass some more. Then they all, hug and light candles and shit. And Candy's laughing like a seagull. And I put 5 exclamation points on that because it finally makes sense what she sounds like. I was like, that's what it is. At least in this, she's like, it's like, oh my God, I've heard you at the pier. I love you. So Candy goes, Cynthia gets in the water. She's like, loving my child. So then she gets in the water and starts rubbing water all over her boobs.
Yeah.
And Candy goes, this doesn't seem like a baptism to me. It just seems like a whole bath.
Yeah. Which is what it was. It was like Cynthia was just sort of like lightly washing some stuff off of her chest.
So perfect.
I have to say, so it was funny because there was a candle for Portia. Did you mention that, the candle for Portia?
No.
I got distracted by something.
Nene got to do the candle for Portia, and they're pretending that Portia just died in some terrible bus accident.
Yeah, and Candy's saying how she's trying to like not be vindictive anymore to Portia. She's like, see, now, Portia, it's not that deep anymore. I guess we can let it go. Wait, I don't want to let it go, fucker. she's just joking. But what I thought was interesting was Cynthia did a candle for Portia, because even though Portia wasn't there, it was important for them to do, she's still part of the group, and it's important to do a candle for Portia. Guess who didn't get a candle? Kenya Moore. No candle for Kenya.
Yeah, bye, bitch.
But I'll tell you one thing, and you know that Kenya's definitely out of the picture, because Cynthia reaffirmed her love for Nene. She's like, well, cha, now that Kenya seems to be leaving the show, I better cozy up to Nene again. So, Nene, you're the best. I've always loved you. You're the best friend I've ever had, and you're the coolest, and like, let's be besties from now on.
To garage doors that don't shatter.
Yeah. And that was pretty much the episode. So I'm looking forward to them going back to Atlanta, because I'll just say it. I think this is one of their worst cast trips they've ever had. I'm sorry to be negative. I don't mean to be a negative person. I was pretty negative at the top of the show, and I try to be into things, but this was a pretty bad cast trip by Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, you never know with Atlanta, because they'll have like 5 or 6 weeks where you're like, why am I watching this? And then they just pop off and go crazy for 3 weeks. You're like, oh my God, this is the best show that they've ever made.
Well, we gotta hope. Looks like Kim's back next week.
Oh my God, Kim. If you don't want people to... She says, why are you worrying about me? Why don't you worry about the bugs in your house? And I just love that we've got a Housewives season-long arc about bugs. I mean,
yeah, we're back.
You gotta love Bravo. So that brings us to the end, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my God, so good. Bye, everyone.